Alan Turner, Managing Director, Francis Clark Financial Planning. We're looking at pensions in the budget. It was previously announced that the annual allowance is reducing to £40,000 in 2014-2015, and the lifetime allowance is reducing to £1.25 million. 360,000 people will be affected by the reduction in the lifetime allowance, mainly people in occupational schemes.
What about ISAs? You're also talking about ISAs.
The ISA allowance is increasing in 2013-2014 to 11,520, and with more clients becoming higher rate taxpayers, I would urge people to look at their maximising their ISA allowance where they can.
So tax is becoming more complicated, isn't it?
Tax is clearly becoming more complicated, and with the government looking to clamp down on tax and abuse and avoidance, more people are moving into the higher rate tax bracket. Big important one, I feel, is the child benefit being lost by couples with children where they're earning, where one member of the family is earning more than £50,000 a year.
And what should people be doing if they are worried about this child benefit situation?
People need to be talking to their independent financial advisors who can give them advice on trying to bring them back into the limit, within the limits to fully qualify to get their child benefit back again.
When we were talking about pensions and ISAs, there's large sums of money mentioned. How many people actually in Cornwall would benefit from some of these things?
Not many people in Cornwall are putting more than £40,000 into their pension fund, so it shouldn't affect them, nor should the lifetime allowance. However, we have a number of doctors in particular who are in final salary pension schemes where the perceived accrual equates to more than £40,000, and they will be caught under this legislation.